SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Yeah, good morning everyone and welcome back to the ProTech Home and Garden Care program here on SFM. And especially Paul, good morning again and welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to be here as usual.
As usual, yeah. Fantastic. And the hairstyle's looking snazzy, you know, I always feel so comfortable and at home when we're together with our solar panels. But anyway, on a more serious note, we had off the air a short discussion about preparing your flower beds or vegetable beds, whatever, for, for the winter. And, or is it for the next season? How does it work? Tell me more, please.
Well, basically for the next season. And we're heading into winter, so it's a time for growing vegetables and so on, winter vegetables. Your garden bed preparation is key to a successful flower bed or vegetable garden. So during winter, we'll be planting vegetables like beetroot, lettuce, cabbage, broccoli, spinach, and a variety of others. Flower beds could include things such as snapdragons, carnations, poppies, pansies, African daisies, and a host of others too. So basically, you want to prepare your beds by double digging to a depth of about 50 centimeters, removing old roots and vegetation. This will air the soil and prevent root rot and improve absorption of nutrients via the roots. Into the top 30 centimeters, one must work in compost and Protec Garden Phosphate or Protec Bone Meal. Protec Garden Phosphate and Protec Bone Meal will help with solid root development and establish your plants well. Finally, you could work in some Protec Peat Moss Universal Blend. Peat Moss Universal Blend aids in water holding capabilities, germination of seeds, strong root growth, and is a good soil conditioner. And for good measure, one could put in a bit of Protec Guano Pellets, which is an organic fertilizer, and will give your soil a wonderful nutrient boost. This should prepare your beds successfully for winter.
All right. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. Listening to you is like watching one of those really well-aptitude guys on YouTube doing something very complicated, but you make it sound so easy.
It is easy.
Just follow the instructions.
Instructions, yeah.
I hear you. All right, so let's say the bed's prepared now, and we've planted our seedlings, and assuming they're looking good. So what's the next step?
You've just prepared your bed, so I'd suggest sprinkling some Protec cutworm bait among your seedlings, because obviously cutworms can easily destroy a new garden patch by eating the seedling stems off at their base. Use Protec cutworm bait to avoid this. Next, you can feed your leafy vegetables, spinach, lettuce, cabbage, etc., with Protec Lawn and Foliage 713 fertilizer or Protec Grow Green organic fertilizer, which are have a high nitrogen content, rather. This will feed their leaves very well, so you'll have excellent-looking spinach and cabbage and so on. Just hope the kids eat it. And then on other vegetables and flowering plants, one can use Protec Rose and Flower 815 and Protec Flower Power. Protec Rose and Flower and 815 rather and Protec Flower Power have high potassium contents, which feed vegetables and the flowering plants extremely well. So it actually feeds the flowers.
Okay.
With the above feeding program, your vegetable yield should be wonderful and your flowers should be something to behold.
Sounds fantastic. Let's go to some music.
Okay.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/sfmstreek.
Nou ja, welkom terug. Ek gesels met Paul Hartzenberg van ProTech. And so, Paul, we've now had our listeners follow your instructions very closely and establish the flower beds and everything, you know, like the even your veggies, and everything's going well. But now they're noticing aphids and some worms eating at the spinach. And how do you combat this?
Okay, Danny, yeah, you're right. So listeners should inspect their plants for any unwanted visitors. If you do get an aphid infestation, use ProTech Avigard, which has a quick knockdown effect and a short withholding period, which is perfect for vegetables. ProTech Avigard will also guard against scale, mealybugs, and a couple of other bugs. As we all know, snails are a very real issue in the Southern Cape region, and they love leafy plants and vegetables. So to avoid your plants being devoured by snails and slugs, ProTech Scatterkill for snails is your go-to product. ProTech Scatterkill for snails is a brand-based product which snails love to eat, so it will definitely get rid of the snail problem. And as an added advantage, it has a pet repellent in it, so just remember to sprinkle it amongst your plants or vegetables and not put it out in heaps. If you sprinkle it, the snails will come across it quicker and be gone sooner, which means a tasty-looking crop to eat. And flowers to admire, yeah.
And I think you're also going to be, it's going to be more cost-effective to sprinkle it than to heap it.
Absolutely.
All right, so now here's a question. So last year, my neighbor offered to share some of his tomato crop with me.
Yes.
And I'm saying neighbor, but it's actually a family member.
Yeah.
But I never got to taste one before. You know, before you could even say the word fungus,
yes,
you had rust on this tomato.
Oh, no.
And, you know, it's a couple of days, it was all gone. And I've actually now noticed it a little bit in my garden as well. So I want to, it's actually more about me. I want to solve this problem. Please help.
Was it really your neighbor?
Not really.
Okay, so we have a couple of solutions for you. Rust and powdery mildew, which often attack one's pumpkin plants and basically the whole squash family of plants, can be treated with ProTech MicroGuard or ProTech CopperFlow Plus. Don't wait until you notice the problem. Rather treat your plants preventatively with ProTech MicroGuard or ProTech CopperFlow Plus to avoid rust and powdery mildew attacks. And honestly, they do. Rust and powdery mildew just destroy tomatoes in a couple of days, really. It's quite vicious. A third option is ProTech Tenazole, which offers preventative and corrective action against a range of fungi. So I strongly advise using these products to ensure a successful crop of vegetables, which you can at least enjoy eating after all the hard work you've put into growing them.
Yeah, that's my problem. I don't want to lose the tomatoes, you know. I don't have the greenest fingers as it is.
Psst, jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
So, Paul, we've been talking about a lot of things and you've given some wonderful advice. And I'm sure listeners are confident now that, you know, if they follow the advice and do the preparation accordingly, it's going to be a great season. But can you give us a summary of everything, all the good advice that you gave us?
Sure, no problem. So in our garden bed preparation, we spoke about using ProTech Garden Phosphate and ProTech Bone Meal for good root development, which helps establish your plants. And then we also spoke of ProTech Peat Moss Universal Blend, which helps with water retention, seed germination, and is a good soil conditioner. And then ProTech Guano Pellets, which will add much-needed nutrients to your soil for your plants to thrive on. And then in the growing phase, we mentioned various feeding options, such as ProTech Lawn and Foliage 713 Fertilizer and ProTech Grow Green, which is an organic fertilizer and is rich in nitrogen, providing nutrition for leafy vegetable plants. Sorry, leafy vegetables and plants. And then we also spoke about the growing phase, ProTech Rose and Flower 815 Fertilizer and ProTech Flower Power, which are rich in potassium and will give flowering plants and your vegetables an excellent boost. And then you can protect your plants against snails with ProTech's Scatterkill for snails. And then to avoid aphids and mealybug infestations, including other bugs, use Protec AviGuard, which is a short withholding period. And lastly, to avoid those funguses from destroying your crops, use Protec MicroGuard and Protec CopperFlow Plus preventatively, or you can use Protec Tenazole to guard against fungi in a preventative and corrective manner. And yeah, that's
all
it.
All right, that's in a nutshell. That's a very good nutshell summary. So where can listeners find out more, number one, and where can they buy the products?
They can find out more on www.protec.co.za, our website. You can check everything out over there. And then you can also find us on Facebook, and you can buy our products in any good hardware store, co-op, nurseries, anywhere that's got flower and plant-related stuff.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Paul, thank you so much. As always, a pleasure having you.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the listeners. And remember to love one another and love your plants. Enjoy your week and take care.
Daar's beste en pla in my huis en tuin. Wat maak ek?
Spuit daai gogras, spuit hom nou. Gooi daai kunstmis sommer gou. Spuit daai gogras, spuit hom nou. Protec is die een vir jou. Protec is die een vir jou.
Protec vir jou huis en tuin. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webwerf protec.co.za.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044 801 7811.